okay. Just been struggling a lot. I know all of y'all, oh yeah, Sunday school kids, thank you, yo. As married couples, if you're here and you've been married, you know how the unity is, you bond, you have identity with that person. Even if you were married and divorced, you have, you're a part of that person because that's part of your identity. So many times things change in our lives and we get messed up and we forget who we are in God. And I have a song I want you to play and we're going to talk about it and we're not going to be very long at all because we want to get past it plenty of time. But we want to know who we are in God. That's the most important thing. We need to know that we are God's kids and He's going to take care of us.
Amen.
I, for number one, keep doubting that over and over. I know He's sick of me. No, He wants to go, Priscilla, slap, slap. But sometimes it's just so hard to see God when you're struggling so much. So we're going to play a song here, and I want you to really, really listen to it. And just know that God loves you. But this just meant so much to me, and I hope it means a lot to you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You say, may it feel a little loud, Pastor. Please, baby.
Thank you.
You know, we need to get to a point in our lives. Never at the piano bar. You know, we got to get to a point where we know who we are in God. And I know a lot of y'all struggle out there with that. I'm struggling with my identity. Kimmy's struggling with hers. I mean, because David was such a part of everything we did. And I've asked God over and over, do you really love us? And he goes, of course I love you. You're my child. But you gotta know in your knower, you gotta know deep down inside how much God loves you and how he's gonna guide you through everything. And whatever you're going through right now, it's only to make you stronger and it's to glorify God. It has nothing to do with us. We're here to glorify God in all that we do. Yes. So I just want to reiterate that that meant so much to me, because there's times I don't feel loved. And there's times that Kimmy and I feel weak. But he's saying, no, I'm right here. I'm right here. So I just want to encourage you. And Luke, baby, going through your depression or whatever it is, loss, whatever, I don't need to seek my identity, because God has already planned my life for me. And Amen. He loves me and he loves y'all. And this church is going to make it.
Amen.
Okay, it's going to be 60 years. That's a long time for anything. So Don Whitworth's legacy is going to carry on. I'm so grateful we have a pastor here Amen. That wants to pick up the reins and take this church wherever it's going. So I just want y'all to know how much we love you, Lisa. You know, going through your cancer, we're praying for you. And we're going to be there for you. And you've got Corey and Jane. He's not going to just leave you now. You know, we're behind you. He loves you. He knows you. And that's what we got to know, who we are in Christ. So I hope you enjoyed the song. Like I said, it's really quick. I'm sorry I cry all the time. That's just me. But I love y'all, and I hope that today will mean something to you. Listen to the pastor, and if you need prayer, grab somebody. Come down and get right with God. Quit struggling. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for that Lauren Daigle. Lord, she needed that song, and you gave her the words, and it means so much to me. Thank you that Kimmy found it for me that day. Father, thank you that we can grieve. Thank you that you have given me emotions that I can release. Thank you for a husband that was there for so long. And I pray that we can make it in this church. Stay strong. We love you and give you the glory and the power forever, Father. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.